The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home.
Cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show, and I am your host, Nolan Guthrie. And with me in studio today is Mr. Steve Guerrero. Steve, how's it going, man? Thanks
excellent,
for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm a little tired, but it is a beautiful day outside. I mean,
it
just
is.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I was not expecting it to be that nice in the middle of January,
right.
Or the beginning of January. So it's just a beautiful day outside. So, you know, with that, you know, what I was thinking is I was kind of driving in today, you know, there's probably even get outside and actually do something in the yard today. So very beautiful outside. We're going to talk about some things that maybe you might want to think about doing outside today if you're so inclined. I also wanted to spend some time talking about houseplant stuff. I talked a little bit about it last week and kind of ran out of time. So I wanted to kind of expand on a little bit more. So I wanted to spend some time with houseplants today. If you have any questions or you want to get in touch with us or have anything you want to talk to us about specifically about houseplants or anything you might think you might want to do outside or really just anything else, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. But I want to start out real quick. We have a big sale just started. Did it start Thursday? I think it started Thursday,
so.
Yeah. So, sale 33. Zamzos has been in business since 1933. It's our 85th year in business this year. So, we're starting off 2018 with a nice big sale. So, I mean, see, what's I wrote up, you know, a small list for stuff I posted online, but I imagine you've got tons of stuff on sale right now at the stores.
Definitely. We got some pet supplies going on sale. Wild bird seed to go ahead and keep those beds for the birds fed, excuse me. You know, for the season right now, they still need to concentrate on getting their food.
Yeah, wild bird actually is a great one to think about right now because those birds always are looking for more food. I mean, they tell their friends whenever they find something. So if you are interested in that, now is a great time to even start if you've not tried. You know, get something out there and start attracting those birds. One thing, you guys got the game bird blocks? Are those on sale at all?
Ooh, I don't know off the top of my head. It should be classified as the bird
seed. Yeah,
so
I don't remember seeing that one, but it's a great way to start. You know, attracting birds to the backyard. The bird blocks are so easy because it's just a block. You can put it really anywhere. They're pretty clean as far as, you know, because they're all kind of bound up together. They don't fall on the ground and cause weeds. They stay put, and the birds just eat it down to nothing.
Right.
So really great way, easy way to start doing something like that if you're interested. And now's a really nice time to have them coming around, you know, because you get some activity in the backyard. You get to see what's going on. But propane is on sale. That's a big one. I think it's down to $1.97 a gallon for propane, which is a really great price. So if you're a all-year barbecuer or even just need some extra propane, get those tanks filled up. Now's a great time to take care of that. And just a whole bunch of plants are, like you said, pet supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think house plants are on sale. We're talking about that a little bit today. So lots of good stuff on sale. So come by, check it out, see what's going on, if there's anything you need, heated supplies, stuff like that. So, yeah, Sale 33 is going on now. And it's a long sale, too. I mean, we're referring.
I believe it goes through the 27th, I'm 20, pretty sure.
29th,
I is thought. It the 29th?
Yeah, okay. So which is a bit longer than we typically run sales. So it's right. going on for a while. Dog food's on sale as well, $3.33 off, which is pretty novel. So that's on sale as well. So go come by and check it out. I think you'll probably find something you could use. So the other thing that's going on, we talked a little bit about it last week as well, but garden seeds are in stock.
Yep.
Steve, you said you've got water towers, got all the seeds in.
We got them already out on the floor, and they definitely disappear pretty quickly. So
yeah.
If you're looking for seeds, now's the time to get them.
Yeah, so especially those Snake River Valley ones. Did you guys get any of those
oh,
in?
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. So those are the really cool ones. Because those are grown, those plants were grown in our area, and so they're acclimated to this climate. They're going to do well here. They're already, you know, they're established plants. They're plants that have been grown here, so they do really well. They're really, it's a really great organization that we've been able to work with over the last few years. So I'm excited to see those back. And I was noticing a lot of the seed starting supplies getting moved around in the warehouse over at our corporate office warehouse. So that's always exciting. It was one of those things I always enjoyed because it's like the first like big thing that it would come into the stores, you know, that really kind of shook everything up, really started making the place feel like spring.
Right.
So lots of fun. If you're interested, you know, it's really too early to start any of them, but it's definitely a great time to come in and just peruse and look and start to dream of the possibilities
right.
and get out of the cold. I mean, today is just so gorgeous, man. I just can't get over it, how nice today is. So lots of stuff going on. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. So, Steve, let's start with a little, you know, some of the things that people might want to think about because it is such a nice day. What's some of the things people, if they wanted to get out in the yard and do something, what's something that they should think about kind of prioritizing for this time of year?
Doing a little maintenance on the lawn would definitely help out the lawn, you know, get ready for spring. So if you see some buildup of snow still kind of staying in one area, yeah. I would definitely move that snow out of the way. That way we can hopefully prevent a little bit of the snow mold for this new year or any other type of, you know, possible disease, you know, going on in the lawn. The other thing, too, is if you have the ability to go ahead and move some of that mulch, some of those leaves that you weren't able to get, you know, picked up before,
yeah.
you know, I'd go ahead and remove some of that right now.
Yeah, for sure. I think those are both really important things to do. I mean, anybody that had snow mold last year doesn't want to ever deal with that again. And, you know, this year has not been anywhere near as bad as last right. year. So I think we've got a great opportunity to really prevent that. So let's go to Betty in Meridian. Betty, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, I thought maybe I would help you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Okay. You're talking about feeding the birds, and I wish a whole lot more people did it because
yeah.
I've been doing it for, I don't know, probably 50 years. The other thing is that bird seed's great. Water's better,
mm-hmm.
and you can get water heaters and
yeah.
put in your bird baths. And mine out here, when it was as cold as you couldn't believe how cold it was, everything was frozen up, but I had a heater in there, and the birds flocked in and
yeah.
bathed.
Yeah.
As cold as it was, they need to have water to keep their feathers clean so they can keep warm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, very good point. Thanks for bringing that up. You know, like you said, water is important, and it definitely is. I mean, I think you attract more birds by having a clean source of water than you even do food.
Oh, yeah. It was this year, and then I'll get off of here. There are so many birds bathing. I had to keep going out and flushing that thing because it was
yeah.
so dirty.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was no water. There was no open water anywhere because everything was frozen.
Right, yeah.
And so I think maybe I had, I don't know, the western part of Ada County here.
They all came to your place.
Yes.
Yeah, they like I said, they tell their friends. You get a few, they start to show up in droves.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I wish we didn't have so many of those doves. And I don't mean the morning doves. I mean the other ones with that ring on their neck.
The ring neck, yeah. I think they're
yes,
just called ring neck doves.
They're spooking out my morning doves.
Yeah.
But anyway, for those who care about birds, you need to get some water out there and keep it warm for them.
Absolutely. Great advice. Appreciate that, Betty. Very, very good advice. Oft overlooked thing that's very good for them. So we are going to head into a break, and we will be back for part two of the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
How's it going, everyone? This is Nolan Guthrie, the e-commerce manager at Zamzos, here to tell you about the big sale we're running now through Monday, January 29th at all 11 Zamzos. We're calling it Sale 33 because we've been in business since 1933 and because we're taking 33% off a huge selection of merchandise. Like 33% off select pet toys, treats, and supplies, all dog beds, coats and sweaters, even heated products for pets, livestock, and wild birds are all 33% off. What's more, propane's on sale at $1.97 a gallon. We're also taking 33% off our huge selection of wild bird feeders. Plus, save $3.33 on all pet and wild bird foods priced over $13.99, including Zamzos, Grandma Z's, and national brands. So come get a great deal during Sale 33 now through January 29th. Because since 1933, you know what's coming next.
Nobody knows like Zamzos.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Direct Orthopedic Care, DOC, is a low-cost alternative for orthopedic injuries. Hear how DOC put one mother's mind at ease.
Friday night, we brought our daughter into your office to seek care for her hurt arm. Initially, we thought the shoulder was out of place, but it turned out to have a fracture. I happen to work at a local medical center, and I just wanted to say the care we received at your office was awesome. We came in right at closing time, and no one was irritated or fussy with us about it. You were quick but very thorough. Your front desk guy was super awesome as well. I loved his sense of humor, and I think when you're having these crazy moments with your kids, it's refreshing to have people you are working with be kind and have a sense of humor.
Go direct to DOC. Direct Orthopedic Care, open daily with four locations. Broadway and Boise Avenue, on Rifleman by the mall, off Eagle Road in the freeway, and in Nampa off Midland Boulevard. Visit BoiseDoc.com.
So just walk into DOC.
The Great Idaho Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader and serving the Treasure Valley for 34 years, is coming this weekend to Nampa. See hundreds of tables of guns, antiques, coins, knives, art, and old West items. Buy, sell, or trade, or just browse. Always free parking. Don't miss the Great Idaho Gun Show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Fort Idaho Center in Nampa. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
The giant Dennis Dillon RV show and sales event is happening now at Dennis Dillon RV.
DDRV.com.
Choose from over 1,000 new and used RVs on sale. See all the new 2018 models with manufacturer-sponsored savings. One-year free VIP storage, no payments for 90 days, and top value for any trade. Only from the giant Dennis Dillon RV show and sales event. Going on now for a limited time on I-84 between Cole and Orchard, Boise.
All prices plus tax, title, and dealer doc fee at $299. Financing always easy. Dealer for complete details.
When you hear Paul, Jay, and Chris in the morning,
sound like a reality show.
Well, a little bit.
You know, you're on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm very happy today to have Steve Guerrero in studio. Steve has come back. How's it going, Steve?
It's going excellent. Thank you. Appreciate
all right, it's a beautiful day out. We're talking about lawns and gardens and we're going to spend some time talking about house plants, but if you have any questions, you want to get in touch with us or make any comments that are appropriate for the radio show, Give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. We'll get you right in and take your calls right away. So we were talking, let's start with go back a little bit to what we were talking about with lawns. And you had mentioned a few really good points, and I wanted to make an observation. You know, cleaning up the snow, breaking that up, moving it around is really going to help if you've got any left. You know, all the snow in my yard has pretty much gone, but you know, I'm sure there are some people that might have some left over. So breaking that up, moving it around. And one of the things I noticed, was that I still had some leaves in the driveway when the snow did fall. And then when I cleaned all that up, now all those leaves are on the lawn. And leaving those on there for too long can definitely cause some problems because they kind of mat up. You know, they're all moldy and getting gross and slimy. So getting those cleaned up can definitely prevent some damage that could happen to the lawn, because you think about that mat of leaves sitting on the lawn, it's just going to suffocate those grass blades, and they're going to have a tough time making it all the way to spring. So you might have some bare spots if you don't get out there. So think about that. If you notice any spots like that, or like Steve said, you know, go, you know, get through your flower beds, clean up any of your stuff. And today is just a great day for it. I mean, it's so nice. We had some rain, which was nice. You know, it wasn't snow, so that's good. But we got a little bit of a weather there that got us some wetness, and probably feeding those trees, rehydrating those evergreens and stuff like that. So that's great. And then also, you know, the other thing, you know, the snow packs down, it tends to mat the grass up. So like while you're out there raking, just go find any of those spots that might be kind of matted down, rake them up, get some airflow into that lawn, and you'll be in good shape. You could even do a little bit of pruning today on certain trees. If you have any fruit trees or any of the hardwoods, you can definitely do pruning on those guys today. If you've got some cleanup stuff or some things you didn't get to in the fall, or you want to get a head start on, you could definitely start doing a little bit of pruning. I wouldn't do too much, but just a little bit. Typically you want to wait till a little bit longer, but today's just so nice. I think it's a good day to take that opportunity and get out there. And one thing I was thinking about, Steve, I'd like to hear your opinion on this. You know, we haven't had a lot of snow. I had a buddy who went up camping up in near Loman this last weekend, and he said there was not a lot of snow up there. And this was before the rain, so it might change a little bit. But with not having a lot of snowpack up there, it could be a drier year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was a dry winter, and it's tough to say, you know, if that will persist for the rest of the year. But, you know, if we do start to have some water issues, there's that can cause some interesting situations coming into spring and then in the next summer. And what do you think would be some good things for somebody to think about going into spring, going into summer, they might want to prepare for to help with a potential lack of water that people may see?
I would make sure that you're treating the lawn, whether you're using Garden Pro as a form of gypsum to go ahead and make sure that when we do water, like every year, we want to make sure that water penetrates into the soil, gets to the roots where it needs to get. Using Humagreen multiple times a year is always going to be excellent, especially for fertilizing, because they work together. You know, a lot of people tend to think Humagreen's just great by itself, but no, it's meant to go with fertilizer.
Yeah,
that's going to help it that much more.
Yeah, we put it on in the summer because of those effects, but it has such a, you know, great impact on soils everywhere. And I think, you know, adding some to the garden this year would be a really good idea. If you haven't done it before, give that a try this year. You'll notice a big difference in just the performance of the plants, how long they stay watered, how much greener they'll look and healthier they'll look. So, all right, so let's move on to some houseplant stuff. If you want to give us a call, have any questions or any comments you're wondering about, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. We'll get you right in and take your questions. So I wanted to talk about houseplants. Like I mentioned earlier, I started talking about it a little bit last week and kind of ran out of time. So I wanted to give it more time this week and just kind of go over some of those things. You know, we're still inside a lot, and, you know, a lot of people have houseplants. We've got houseplants that's on sale right now, and there's something that, you know, just nice to have in the house, and we want to make sure that they stay healthy and do well. So I wanted to cover just some major points here, and I want to start with fertilizing. house plants, and you know, what's kind of a good strategy for something like that? Steve, what do you typically recommend for customers that are asking about fertilizing their house plants or feeding?
One of my personal go-tos and recommendations is always the Thrive, being that it's an all-natural, all-purpose fertilizer. It's pretty safe to be able to use on anything. You know, it's a liquid concentrate. You know, so Thrive is usually one of my go-tos. One of the other common ones that's typically bought for houseplants is a 10-10-10 formula.
Yeah.
Once again, another liquid that you can go ahead and use to fertilize those indoor plants.
Yeah, a balanced fertilizer is really a good one to go with. And typically, you're not going to use a lot of fertilizer when you do this. So, like a lot of times, it'll recommend like half strength. You know, with Thrive, you're only using like a tablespoon
to a
gallon of water. So very small amount of fertilizer. Just gives them a little bit of food and really helps keep them, you know, thriving and doing well and looking nice. One thing that is probably not talked about as much as it should, but Foundation is a great product. Foundation is a really good product that is earthworm castings. Mm-hmm. And earthworm castings have tons of benefits. There are lots of different applications, and houseplants are one of them. And especially if it's a houseplant that has been in the same pot for a long time, Foundation is great to just add some of that onto the top. I would just probably, you know, half an inch or so around the top of it, maybe not even that much. I'm not even sure. How much would you
use? It wouldn't take too much. I mean, it does depend on the size of the pot.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely to revitalize the vitamins, minerals back inside that soil itself.
Yeah, Foundation is earthworm castings, which are just probably one of the best, I mean, natural fertilizers you can really add. It adds not just fertilizing in food, but it adds a lot of other microorganisms and micronutrients. And helps with water holding and just does a lot of really good things. And if you get some, you put some on your houseplants, you're probably going to have some left over. Put some in it when you plant your garden this year. You know, I used to have a worm composter that I kept, and the castings.
Right.
I could call it Foundation because that's what the foundation is. But, you know, adding a little bit, having some of that with you when you go to plant, just putting like a little bit of handful in it with whatever else you're using, you know, your tomato boom or, you know, whatever else you might use, and putting a little bit of handful in there just made the plants just establish a lot faster, and they just perform better with just a little bit of that. And it does a great job, and it's great for houseplants as well. So some Foundation is a great, easy way to fertilize, especially if you haven't repotted in a long time. So, but other than that, you know, I can't think of really too much else you really want to fertilize with. You know, most of them, you know, a lot of times you can spray on fertilizers. I wouldn't really recommend something like that with a houseplant in general. I can't think of one that would really benefit from something like that. But, you know, if you had some, you could certainly try it. So then let's go into repotting, kind of segue into repotting. If you've had a plant that's been in there in that pot for a long time, chances are they're going to be root bound. And a lot of plants don't mind being root bound, but there's a point where they really don't want to be that root bound. So you definitely want to think about it. If it's been, I would say around 2-3 years, 5 years for sure. But if you're looking at, you know, a plant that's been in the same spot in the same pot for about 3 years, probably a good time to start thinking about getting that guy in a new pot. And what I typically like to do, I have a little rule when I'm repotting something. A lot of people will think, you know, this plant's going to get huge, so I'll get the big pot right now and put it in that big pot. And typically that does not work out really well. So I like to think you want the old pot to just barely fit into the new pot. And that gives you just enough space for the plant to grow out into it. And you can go a little bit more than that, but you don't want to do too much, because what ends up happening is you've got a root mass that's in, you know, it's kind of concentrated towards the center of this giant pot. You got all this extra soil around it. And so there's too much water because they just don't take up enough water to take that out of that extra soil. So what ends up happening is all that soil stays saturated, and you'll start to see root rot issues. And those can manifest in a number of ways, and it can be really discouraging, can be very difficult to really pinpoint, because the problem starts to look like a handful of other problems. And I'm going to talk about a few of those here probably in the next segment. But you don't want to do too much because they will just start to struggle and have a hard time. So we'll talk about some of those specific problems here in the next segment. This is the Zamzos Garden Show. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI, and we'll take your call after the break.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
How's it going, everyone? I am Nolan Guthrie, the e-commerce manager at Zamzos, with some big news about Sea Stripe Sit, the Idaho Humane Society's online fundraiser for cats, sponsored by Zamzos. And even though it's mostly online, we'd like you to stop by any Zamzos and sign up in person before January 31st. When you do, we'll give you a $5 gift letter to use towards any Zamzos or Grandma Z's premium cat food or toys or treats in the store. Then starting February 1st, check out seastripesit.org, where all during February, cat lovers will unite on the internet for weekly photo contests with prizes. All money raised will help homeless cats find forever homes. Then on February 28th, all human participants in Sea Stripe Sit are invited to Cinder Wines in Garden City for what we call Sip and Purr, which includes complimentary appetizers and a no-host bar. So what are you waiting for? Stop by any Zamzos and register now for Sea Stripe Sit, strongly endorsed by all the Zamzos store cats, including ZZ at Fairview.
A friend recently asked me, what's your response to all the Muslims coming into the country? My response to him would be the same response I have to you. I treat each of them individually, just like I'd want to treat any person, with love, respect, and service. I'll treat them like I would even treat Jesus himself. If they're my neighbor, I'd love them just like I would love myself. If they proved to be my enemy, I would love them and pray for them. And even if they persecute me and killed me, I would still love them and pray for them. I would treat them as if they were Jesus Christ himself. Where do you get that idea? Where do you get that power? At the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus, where he loved his enemy, gave himself up for them, and forgave them and loved them, just like he loves you and forgives you. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
Chris Walton here from My Hearing Centers, talking about their latest technology, Signia NX. My Hearing Centers are looking for people to test drive the best sounding, most convenient hearing aids ever. Using revolutionary dual processors, Signia NX has the most advanced soundscape processing in the industry, giving you superior speech understanding, especially in noise. To participate, you must call 208-639-2018. If you or a loved one is having difficulty hearing, or if understanding speech is becoming difficult, you are needed to try these innovative devices. Schedule an appointment today, and you will be given the opportunity to try this first-ever natural-sounding new technology right in their office. Try before you buy. What a great concept. Exclusively at My Hearing Centers, call and book your free hearing evaluation and free trial in one of their many convenient locations with absolutely no fee or commitment. Don't wait. Call 208-639-2018. That's 208-639-2018.
Wow, your renovation is beautiful. You put a lot of thought into the fine details of your house.
With the help of Johnson Brothers, I made my house my home with custom interior doors and hand-picked specialty door hardware to give my home the personality that matches my style.
Custom interior doors? From Johnson Brothers?
Absolutely. Doors, baseboards, trim, whatever millwork you need. Johnson Brothers can do it. Visit the showroom at 2240 South Cole Road in Boise or online at jbros.com.
Hi, this is Amanda with YMC Mechanical. YMC has been making sure your home stays warm since 1972. This year, we are expecting some fierce winter weather, and we have the expertise to make sure you stay nice and comfy. Whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, let us provide your family with comfort and peace of mind. Call the professionals at YMC Mechanical for all your heating and plumbing needs, now in the Treasure Valley and McCall. Call us at 208-888-1727 or schedule online at ymcinc.com.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today in studio is Steve Guerrero from our Water Tower location. And Steve is a great guy, very smart, and he is here. And we are talking about houseplants, which is a pretty awesome. So houseplants are great. If you have any questions about houseplants or anything else in general when it comes to lawn or garden, today's a beautiful day. So imagine a lot of you folks are out there getting the chance to do something for the first time. But if you have anything, you see anything out there that you're not too sure about and you want to give us a call, you can talk to us at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get your questions right in and on the air. So, the other thing I'd like to hear, if you have something that you're just excited about, you're looking forward to this year, something you're particularly excited about growing or changing up. If you've got an idea, give us a call with something like that. I love to hear, the ideas people have when it comes to gardening, because gardening is something we all get to kind of share and learn and share our experiences. And that's great. It helps us all get better at it because we're always getting better at gardening, I think. So if you've got something like that, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. I would love to talk to you about those things. So let's get into some of the houseplant problems that a lot of people will see. One of the main ones, probably the easiest ones, the things that's most common, is yellowing leaves. I think I have talked about that more than anything else when people come in. I mean, what do you get a lot of houseplant questions at the store, Steve?
Oh, definitely.
And what would you say is probably the most common issue?
That actually sounds accurate. The yellowing itself. A lot of people want giving it plenty of water. You are probably giving it way too much water, so you want to cut back.
That's always the thing. Is always if I'm giving it enough water, you really got to think, am I giving it too much? Because that is mostly what I've seen. And that root rot is one of the main causes of houseplant problems. It's one of the things that starts off, kind of ends up becoming a problem with a lot of other things. And if you can get that right, you usually will be pretty good with most houseplants. You won't have to deal with a lot of others. But that's kind of the precursor to a lot of things, is overwatering. So really stick to a schedule. Look before you water. Check out that soil. Yeah. And wait, if you got to wait for a little bit, give it a little bit of time.
Let it dry out a little bit.
Yeah, let it dry out a bit. It'll be fine if it's, a little dry for a few days, and that's fine for it. So always consider backing off the water before you give it two more. Iron is another one that's not going to happen a lot. You think of that pot, it's pushing out leaves constantly, unless you're fertilizing, you're not getting a lot of nutrients in that soil. It's going to use it up, especially if you're on year 2-3. There's not a lot in that soil, so iron can definitely be one. You start to see those top leaves start to turn yellow. Time to consider repotting or adding some fertilizer, some foundation, and you should see that stuff start to clear up a little bit. So we've got a few phone calls. Oh, actually, we lost one. Sorry, Chris, if you can get back in there, we'll get right to you. Nancy in Boise, though, is waiting, so let's talk to Nancy. How's it going? How can we help you today?
Well, I can't wait to get outside in the yard and work.
I know, right?
And yeah, it's pretty. And I went outside and I looked at my hellebore plants, and there's all kinds of shoots just ready to come up. They're showing their tips.
Yeah.
Last year's leaves, the stems are green, but they're mostly brown. I'd love to trim them off, but is that a mistake?
On a helleborus? These are the leaves that were from last year that have carried through.
They're last year's leaves.
Yeah. No, if they're brown, they're probably not real crunchy with the wet we've had. But yeah, if they're the old leaves, you can definitely trim those back for sure. And that'll just give that other stuff, room to grow and kind of push up, and you'd be just fine with that.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Helleborus are a really interesting plant. They bloom so early in the year. I think they call them the Christmas rose because they bloom so quickly. I might be wrong in that. I'm pretty sure it's the helleborus, but they bloom so early in the year. And they're just a really neat, interesting little flower, kind of overlooked a lot of times. It's a difficult one here in Idaho, but they do well. You don't see them a whole lot. So, very, very good, interesting plant. Thanks for the call, Nancy. Let's get back to some of these, houseplant problems. If you have any questions or anything you're concerned about, you can give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI, and we'll get you right in. So we talked about some yellowing leaves, very common problem, something that happens. I mean, if you've got a houseplant, at some point you're going to see a yellow leaf. it's just kind of a given. They're going to have something is going to start to yellow out. And sometimes that's just completely natural. If it's an old leaf, you know, the leaf's going to start to yellow off and it's going to dry. So paying attention to where that leaf is at in relation to the entirety of the plant is a kind of a first step. You know, if it's the top of the plant, then that's when you're usually looking at probably some sort of issue is going on. But if they're lower or closer to the middle of the plant, you know, that's going to be fine as long as it doesn't continue to carry out. But we mentioned iron, you know, that's definitely going to be one in an older pot. You might start to see that kind of start to manifest in some of those newer leaves. You'll get some yellowing, pale leaves. And certainly easy to correct. You just got to start feeding it. Burnt edges is another one. A lot of times you'll see the tip of the leaf will turn brown, or you might get it along the edge. And that can be a number of things. It can be a watering issue as well. It can also be too much fertilizer. If you're using a fertilizer regularly and you start to see something like that, it might be too much fertilizer. You might have to just back off how much fertilizer you're doing. A lot of times you can clean that up pretty easily if you've got like an X-Acto knife or, you know, some sort of a razor blade. You can usually just cut those off if they're a big enough leaf. You just kind of slice them off right at the edges where it's at. And a lot of times those leaves will be just fine with that. You may see it brown up or kind of, you know, get a little gross on the edge, but typically it won't be nearly as bad, especially if you get a nice clean cut on the edge of it, right where the green is at still, and they'll be just fine. Dropping leaves is another really common problem, and sometimes they might not turn yellow when they drop leaves. I've mentioned it a few times, something like a ficus. They'll just drop leaves for no apparent reason, and they can drop a lot of them. I've had some big ficuses over the years in the stores and at home, and you know, it seemed like if I just moved them over a couple of inches, they would just drop a ton of leaves. So you know, ficus is probably your biggest offender when it comes to dropping leaves, and it could just be you looked at it funny sometimes. But you know, if they're dropping leaves, like, again, pay attention to where they're at on the plant. And sometimes it's natural. Sometimes it's kind of leading to something else. It could be getting moved. It could be it's too close to a vent. A lot of times, you know, our houses are, especially this time of year, will be pretty dry. So, you know, it's a real low relative humidity. And if it's next to a vent and it's starting to get blasted by that warm air constantly, that'll really start to cause some issues and dry the plant out really quickly and dry those leaves out. You got to think that's just dry air blasting those leaves. So pay attention to something like that. If it's getting too much sun, it might drop some leaves, depending on the plant type for sure. But just pay attention to the, you know, where it's at. If you've moved it, that's another thing to always think about. If you've got something showing up, that's starting to manifest, some sort of issue that's coming, think about what you have done recently. Have you moved it? Have you changed your watering schedule? Have you added fertilizer, used a different fertilizer? So a lot of times those things can kind of lead you to a good conclusion about what's happened and kind of gives you an idea of what you might do to correct it. So think about those things. So let's talk about some bug issues, because bugs can certainly be something. You know, you're in the house and you don't see any bugs, but a lot of times for some reason bugs will just start to show up on your house plants. And especially if it's a new one, if you got a new house plant, that's a really thing to pay attention to. As you bring it in, you might see some bugs manifest. But Steve, what do you think's the most common houseplant bug that you guys deal with in the stores?
Spider mites, you know, is one of the common ones. That's definitely a big problem that a lot of customers come to us, oh, you know, can you tell me what's wrong? And
yeah,
they don't really know. They're like, well, I don't see bugs. There's so many bugs that you can't visually see with our eyes. So
yeah,
it's one of those things. It's better to protect it against insects rather than let it get hurt,
yeah,
by the insects and then try and deal with it. So we got numerous insecticides to protect it, such as systemics, topical sprays that are safe for indoor, that way no,
yeah,
pets or no one gets hurt.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's one of the chemicals you would recommend, or, you know, solutions to something like that for mites or, like, in general for bugs?
Neem oil is a real popular one,
yeah,
because, once again, we're going with some natural, safe, you know, pesticides.
Yeah.
So this one right here, you know, you typically spray that every so often, about 7-12 days. You know, it is a topical. There's other popular ones such as a systemic that I was referring to, which I think it's actually called a systemic insecticide.
It's a pretty original name. Yeah.
Right. So it's some granulars that you sprinkle right around the little base of the plant and then just water it in, and it'll start circulating through there. So anything that's starting to chew off the foliage or suck nutrients out of the plant itself, it'll tend to start wiping out the most common insects that are found indoors itself.
Yeah, I think the neem is probably one of your best ones when you're dealing with mites in particular. I think that oil just does a really good job of getting into, especially where mites can get, they're such small little guys. They get into areas that are really difficult, and that neem oil really gets into those spots really well and does a great job. Fungus gnats are one I've, always had a lot of people come in and ask about, just these little black little things flying around the soil, and they are just a tough one to get rid of a lot of times. I think the systemic works really good on those. And it's a really easy one. You just sprinkle it around the top of on the soil of the plant, and it's pretty low impact. You just put a little bit on there, and it starts to kill off any of those little guys, and does a great job of keeping them under control. So we're going to come back in a few moments for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show and talk a little bit more about houseplants. But if you have any questions or want to give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI, we would love to hear from you on the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
How's it going, everyone? This is Nolan Guthrie, the e-commerce manager at Zamzos. And I've only been around since 1981, but Zamzos has been in business since 1933. And during the 13 years I was a store manager at various Zamzos stores, I've never seen us take 33% off so many items. So because we're taking 33% off and have been in business since 1933, we're calling it Sale 33. Pretty clever, huh? So now through January 29th, you can get 33% off select pet toys, treats, and supplies, all indoor and outdoor decor, including propane heaters, and even 33% off propane itself, now only $1.97 a gallon. But we're not done, because you can also save 33% off all dog beds, coats, and sweaters, even 33% off houseplants. It's Zamzos Sale 33, so head for your nearest Zamzos or log into Zamzos.com and check out Sale 33.
Nobody knows like Zamzos.
Imagine jumping off a high dive, and instead of landing in a perfect jackknife, you pancake in the hard water like it was grade A cement. Hi, Paul Jay here for Meridian Plumbing. Maybe we haven't all pancaked off a high dive, but we've all experienced residential hard water. Trust Meridian Plumbing to install a Stirling water softener so you don't have to experience hard water ever again. Their Stirling water softeners are easily programmed for your home's specific hardness and usage. A Stirling water softener from Meridian Plumbing is about half of what you'd pay for a comparable high-quality water softener. I've said it before, Meridian Plumbing will come out, they'll test your water for free, then you decide what you want done, if anything, all in a pressure-free environment. After all, they're the Valley's safe choice plumber. Call Meridian Plumbing at 208-888-7555.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break.
Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
The great
Idaho Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader and serving the Treasure Valley for 34 years, is coming this weekend to Nampa. See hundreds of tables of guns, antiques, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, or trade, or just browse. Always free parking. Don't miss the Great Idaho Gun Show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
The giant Dennis Dillon RV show and sales event is happening now at Dennis Dillon RV.
DDRV.com.
Choose from over 1,000 new and used RVs on sale. See all the new 2018 models with manufacturer-sponsored savings. 1 year free VIP storage, no payments for 90 days, and top value for any trade. Only from the giant Dennis Dillon RV show and sales event. Going on now for a limited time on I-84 between Cole and Orchard, Boise.
All prices plus tax, title, and dealer dock fee at $299. Financing always easy. Dealer for complete details.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right. It is part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. Happy to be with you guys today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving us your calls on this beautiful Saturday. So nice outside. Thank you, Steve Guerrero, for coming into studio. Really appreciate it. I'd love to hang out with you again. And talk about houseplants and gardens. And before you know it, it's going to be spring, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff outside. So looking forward to that. Right now I'm looking forward to talking to Doug in Caldwell. Doug, how's it going? How can I help you today?
Hey, good, thank you. Yeah, I have a carnivorous plant. It's in the Pinto. It's a pitcher plant.
Yeah.
And we've been keeping it indoors. We're in temporary housing in a trailer, and we've been keeping it in the shower to make sure that it gets that warm steam off of the shower and everything. But I'm wondering, because it's carnivorous, how do I fertilize that? How do I keep it green?
Yeah, so those guys can be a little tricky when it comes to fertilizer. You can still use, you know, like a liquid fertilizer, but you're going to want to really, really cut it down. A lot of times the houseplant foods will be just like, you know, so many drops or just this or that. I would probably go to like a quarter strength of whatever the recommended is, because they can burn very, very easily with too much fertilizer. So go about a quarter strength, and you should be okay with that. But keeping it in the shower is a great idea to keep the humidity up. You know, if you wanted to move it around, those things do well in, you know, small terrarium sort of thing, you know, just something to help keep that humidity up. Another way to kind of help with that, if you did want to move it around, you know, if it's doing well there, I wouldn't move it around too much. But a lot of times you can get if you just get a little tray, one of the things you would set a pot in to catch the water, use one of those, fill it up with some gravel or some rocks. And then you can set it on top of the rocks and then just fill that tray up with the water. That'll keep some moisture underneath it and kind of help with the humidity around the plant without the plant sitting right in there. And that way you could move it around and keep the humidity up around it a little bit.
Okay. And does the fertilizer go into the soil, or does it put anything in the pitchers?
Yeah.
It's just in the soil?
No. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna put it in the soil still, just like you were regularly watering it or whatever you do. Just put, like I said, about a quarter. I would just go a quarter strength on one of those guys, because they don't need much. And just as with your regular watering.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Doug. That's a good one. Don't get a ton of carnivorous plants around here, but I've always wanted to do a really cool terrarium, like a good size, like a 20-gallon, and just deck it out with some cool houseplants. I did that once with a frog. I had a frog at home, one I got from this one of the stores I was working at the time. I think it might have been Nampa. But I made a really nice little terrarium for it. It was so cool. It had house plants, had plants growing in it. They grew all over the place. It was a lot of fun. Pretty neat thing to do. I've really liked those small terrariums. Have you ever done anything like that, Steve?
No, I haven't.
No, that's fun. Literally, it can be a little bit of work, but certainly can be a lot of fun. I had in that one that I did a nice big 20-gallon thing, and it had plants growing in it, and I had to prune those things all the time. They were just growing everywhere. They'd grow almost outside of the thing, and I could never see the frog. So it was almost not even worth having the frog. I just had a tank with plants in it, but it was still a lot of fun. So, hey, we're talking about houseplant stuff here. Let's see. We left off. We were talking about some bug issues. So let's kind of get back to that. One thing, you know, and I haven't been in the stores for a few years, so I haven't really dealt with this much. But mealybugs are one that I've had to deal with personally. And I know they're a pretty common one. But mealybugs are kind of like this is interesting. So, we know of scale, right? You know, scale we deal with on like our maple trees a lot of times. They're that bug that shows up on the branches. You got a really hard shell, and then they open up and the cottony scale, right? They put the little poof of cotton on them. You see that in the spring. So there's a teeny little bug in there, and they're actually, I think, I may be wrong in this, but I'm pretty sure that bug that you never see, you just see the outside part of it, is actually related to the mealybug. The mealybug is a scale without that hard shell on it. They're, you know, close relatives at least. But the mealybugs are really kind of weird little guys. They're very soft-bodied, kind of like an aphid. And they kind of look kind of fuzzy, typically. And you'll start to see them show up on the plants, and they just kind of sit there and just eat. They don't move around a whole lot. But because they've got that kind of, they got a lot of those hairs on them, a lot of times some of the chemicals don't always get to them right, really well. So it can be a difficult one to deal with. The soaps really do well. An insecticidal soap does well on those guys. I've even had some people, and I would not have the patience for this, but I've seen talked to people that it would take like a little bit of rubbing alcohol and put it on a Q-tip and then just kind of paint on all the individual mealybugs. And I can't imagine going through that meticulous process. And also, you could always just squish them. And that's usually what I resort to. I just kind of squish them around, which is kind of gross, but I'm a boy, I guess. That's something boys do, squish bugs. Mealybugs are very common. You can get scale on them as well. Not as common that I've typically seen, but they're definitely something that can show up. And then a few other that aren't bug-related, powdery mildew, certainly one that you can get, and the neem oil.
Multi-purpose.
Dual-purpose, yeah, absolutely. Powdery mildew, neem oil is a great one to prevent that. And root rot is another really common problem with them, and it kind of goes back to the watering thing we were talking about before. It starts to cause a lot of issues. You'll start to see yellowing leaves. The plant can start to droop. It can start just dropping leaves. And root rot can be a cause of that. So I think the rule of thumb when it comes to houseplants, watch your watering. Don't ever do too much. All right, we are done for today. Steve, thanks for coming in studio. I appreciate it, man. I hope everybody has a great Saturday. It's beautiful out there. Take some time. Get a little bit of work done. And I will talk to you all next week on the Zamzos Garden Show.